Hi guys, welcome back to You Get the Gist. I'm your host Diana, and let me tell you about what happened during the eclipse and what is going to happen now during Mercury retrograde. So the eclipse was such a heightened time of emotions and of thoughts and of ideas and all that, but because they were so heightened and the energy was so extremely high and it was so full of confusion, we didn't even know what was going on, right? So I did not know how to feel. I felt overwhelmingly negative that was followed by feeling overwhelmingly positive. And I was like, how can I have such a change in just a matter of like 2 days? But you know, it's just the eclipse magic. I did not pay attention to what type of time it was, astrologically speaking, and maybe I should have in order to be able to just kind of make sense of what was going on, but I'm glad that that's over now. I did learn a lot, and it just kind of hit me that there is some unresolved trauma from my past that is still lingering around, and when it came out because of this heightened time and because I was able to vividly remember so much that my subconscious mind was trying to suppress, I was crying. I was ugly crying so hard. I felt like I was drowning. I got dizzy and I was just like grasping for air, trying to not drown into all of those tears. And it was not a bad thing, right? It was a good thing to realize that there is still some shadow work to be done. And I'm glad that I can no longer kind of hide that fact and that I have it in plain sight, because to be fair, I just did not really realize it was still there. I did not realize it was still laying heavy on my soul, and sometimes those things just resurface, and that is exactly why shadow work is so important to do, because you don't want to go on with your life and at some point, as of me a couple days ago, at some point just get those flashbacks and just be thrown back into the past and be like, hey, you still have some unfinished business that you need to tend to. And to be fair, I didn't even realize there was an unfinished business again, but I'm glad that I have seen it now and that I know how to slowly tackle it, because you know, it's a thing that you don't get over in a couple of like 2 weeks. You have to understand where your trauma comes from. You have to kind of really revisit the time and revisit the memories, even though they might be painful, even though they might have feeling you anxious and fearful and maybe shameful, all of that, because you have to go through those emotions. And that is exactly why in the first place it has become a trauma, because you suppressed those emotions as they surface for the first time. And now your unconscious mind is being like, hey, you forgot to feel your feelings back then, so feel them now. And by allowing them to resurface, you are just showing them the validation and acknowledgement that they need, and you are setting them free. And therefore, you are setting yourself free. I would recommend that whichever trauma you have, that you kind of look where in the chakra system it is laying. Like, do you have issues with your root chakra, sacral chakra, heart chakra, whatever it is, throat chakra? Do you not tell your truth? And so on and so forth. And maybe that is, if you don't know how to start healing, where to start healing, where to look for help, look into chakra healing and try to, you know, make sense to which chakra your trauma is bonded. And that is how you can start. And that is basically how I'm going to start. Now, Mercury is in retrograde since yesterday, and Mercury being in retrograde means that it brings us some tumultuous action around our communication skills, right? So things might get misunderstood, tech might not work out the way you want it to, maybe small inconveniences are coming your way to kind of just kind of be a whirlwind and annoy you and kind of test you, right? And now in this April to May retrograde, we are being called to kind of go into hermit mode and learn something new, or hone the skills that you already have and make them better. And I felt called during the eclipse. I was talking to my boyfriend and I was like, listen, I have some courses that are going on right now. Two of them are from work and two of them are because of my personal interests. And I love doing them and I love learning from them because they're really informative and they're really good and like the information really sticks to me. And I really want to put aside 1 hour every single day to my education. And I have already been learning those courses and following along, but I didn't do them with like this discipline of I want to do it daily. I was just like, when I feel like it, I'm going to look into it. And so I've started this disciplined plan to finish my courses because there is actually a new one that I want to start, but I'm not going to allow myself to start it until I have finished the 4 courses that I have going on for me right now. So maybe you know from my Instagram that I've been learning tarot, and that is the course that I want to finish first because that's the one I'm most interested in as of right now. And so I'm just going with what interests me the most because that's how I can learn the quickest and the most effective. And so I'm learning how to lay every single card, what it means, and how to interpret them in a general reading, a business reading, and a love reading. The course I want to start that I'm not allowing myself to start until I finish all of the other ones is another tarot course from Vanessa Samaina. You might have heard me talk about her from time to time, and she teaches you how to properly interpret cards and how to make an advanced reading in order to, you know, kind of make it more intricate and make it more interesting and just kind of connect the dots better without having to think so much about the meaning of each and every card. The other courses that I still have going on for me right now is an Adobe course that I got from work. It got paid for me, and so it was gifted to me, and I'm very grateful for it. And there you learn Photoshop, you learn Illustrator, Premiere. It's 5 of those Adobe software programs, and I'm very grateful for that. And the other work one is a copywriting course, which I didn't get started on yet. And also the 4th course is an astrology course where you learn how to interpret birth charts. And so I have already started 2 of them. 2 of them didn't start at all, and I'm already thinking about starting a new one. And therefore, I'm going to use this retrograde time to go into hermit mode, to spend this time inside in solitude in front of my laptop with my notebook next to me so that I can, instead of getting into petty fights and drama and misunderstandings, I would rather just sit my ass down and learn something new. So if you are being called and you feel like, hey, I would like to learn something new right now, I would like to improve a specific skill, just know that this upcoming month is going to be a really good one. The retrograde is going to last for a bit longer than a month, let's say like a month and a week. So the 2nd week of May, that's when it's going to end. So you have plenty of time to learn a new skill. Actually, I'm just remembering now, since the 1st of April, I have started a challenge. And that challenge is to be able to do the split stretch. And so every morning, I'm doing half an hour training towards this split stretch. And let me tell you, it's fucking painful, but it is somehow really satisfying. It feels so good to be able to see that every day you actually do get lower and you do get like lower in the splits, basically. Even though it's very painful and I would just love to like give up after like 15 to 20 minutes, I still continue the training until the half an hour is done. And it actually has me feeling better for the rest of the day, and it gets me to my goal. And so this is a 28-day challenge, but I might have to make it longer if I just take longer to be able to do the splits. And yeah, I'm gonna keep you updated on that one. Also, we started renovating our apartment. We painted the walls in the living room and in the kitchen and in our bedroom. And now we have some furniture on the way, And that is why I'm recording from my bedroom right now, because the living room has a really nice echo to it, as it is almost completely empty. And, you know, it's cute. It's cute to see so many new beginnings, so many things going on. And I'm so grateful in general for all the good blessings that are coming my way and that are here to stay. And they haven't been gifted to me. Those are things that I have worked for, things that I have hoped for, things that I've manifested, things that I've visualized. And so there is another type of satisfaction to those things that you have earned instead of for those things that you just get gifted. Last night, I was talking to my friend that I used to work with in my bad job that I keep talking about, right? So when I was living in Munich and I had this terrible, terrible job with those terrible conditions, and where I just got physically sick because I was emotionally and mentally so low because of the work conditions, because of the people that work there, like the bosses and like the management. I was talking to her about how things are going on right now because she's still working there. And she's just very strong, and I admire her for that, because she can just like walk through it, get her shit done, and walk back home and not be affected by what's going on at work, because she is that type of girl. She's a bad bitch, and I'm not. And that's why I was so emotionally taken aback by everything that was going on at work. And I was kind of telling her, look, when I was working with you, this and that was happening, which was negative. But now in my new job, I get this benefit. This is happening with the work colleagues. This is happening with the chats that I have with the bosses. And life is so much better in this job, where I feel seen, I feel valued. And I don't just feel it, I am valued. I see it in the results. I see it in the type of way that I'm being talked to. I see it in the type of way that I'm being rewarded, and for everything that I get in return for my work. And back then in Munich, there was only my salary that I got in return for the work that I took, the work that I put in, I meant. And like, yeah, obviously, but if you get a lot of trauma around it, if you get fucking bad vibes all the goddamn time, and if you're like so prone to absorbing those energies and wearing them with you everywhere you go, they're going to wear you thin. And so at my job, it is the complete opposite, where I feel like I'm walking on clouds every single day that I go to work, and it's because I really enjoy doing what I do, and the people that are there just kind of vibe with me. And it was 1 year ago from now, it was very unthinkable to even imagine having a job where you're being treated like a decent human being, where you're being respected, where people actually care about the things that you say. And when you have an idea or attempt to do something better for your work environment, that you're actually being heard, and that people actually do take your advice and they put it to work, and they actually see, well, yeah, it was really beneficial. Thank you for that. This is your reward. There was nothing that was fulfilling and giving in my past job, and I feel like the things that have happened there are still somewhere with me, and I feel like I still carry those things, even though they're kind of fresh. Like, I wouldn't, or maybe it is also a baby trauma, let's say, because it just happened a year ago. It didn't happen when I was a child or something, but it is like my most recent pain point. And I haven't also quite yet found a way how to handle it, a way how to move past the hurt of being mistreated like that and being unfairly treated, better say, and having to lose financially so much because of them. And as you know, when I lost a job, I also had to give up my apartment in Munich and basically give up my life in there. And I really enjoyed being in that city. And ever since, I haven't I haven't lived there anymore. And it's not to say like I'm not happy with the life that I have here, because obviously it led me to have this amazing job, this amazing apartment that we renovate, and this amazing relationship that keeps getting better and better always and just evolving. Like, we've been together for over a year now. And all the experiences, all the life lessons, all the new interests that have come to surface. But it's kind of, sometimes it still is hard to let go. And I realize that it's just me holding on to the past, because I kind of still have repercussions from what was going on there. And every time when I have my friend that still works there talk to me about that work, it just really throws me back into the time where I was hired, where I was employed there. And I should be able to talk to my friend about her work tea and just listen to her without projecting it on me. Or better say, without me projecting my trauma onto her. And so I'm wondering how exactly the process is going to look there, how exactly you get over work trauma. I haven't quite read into that yet, to be very honest, but I'm sure that when the moment is ripe, the universe is going to send me just the tools that I need in order to do the work with them. And I'll make sure to keep you updated on my newfound wisdom that I am calling in. Just know that whenever you have any kind of trauma, it doesn't matter what it depends on, if it's because of your work, your family, your friends, your childhood, whatever it might be connected to. If you don't quite know your way around it yet and you don't know how to do the shadow work and how to work past it, as I said earlier, look into chakra healing and then look into into patience and into surrendering, into letting go and allowing the universe to step in to give you the tools that you actually need, to give you the books, the literature, to give you the course, to give you the trip, to give you the opportunity, the person, the situation, the job that will actually catapult you into the next level. But if you don't give the universe a little bit of time and space to play around and to unfold into its own understandable way, you will miss out on so many opportunities to heal. It is good to recognize that you don't always know better, and you are not a know-it-all, you are not more further than other people, you're not better than other people, you shouldn't be somewhere else than where you are as of right now in your life. You shouldn't be doing better, you shouldn't be doing worse, you should be doing exactly what you are doing right now, because the universe has its own timing, its own synchronicities, its own way of evolving you, of bringing you where you have to be at the end of the day. And so if you learn this radical acceptance about where you are and who you are right now, that is where you can start to heal and where you can start to get better. Because let's say, for example, you're not a patient person, and it's difficult to accept that you're not a patient person. But if you don't start with the acceptance, you're not going to be able to walk to the next step, which is trying to do practices and to let the universe unfold as it wants in its own timing, and to let situations unfold and things come your way, and to learn to patiently wait for all of those things to unfold and to happen. Because sometimes if everything happened as quick as you would want it to, maybe there would be some repercussions and some negative aspects to it that you don't see right now because you're too blinded by being impatient and you are trying to rush something, and good things are never going to be rushed. It's just not going to work like that. That is why you take relationships slow. That is why you work your way up the ladder. That is why why every single plant has to take its time in order for the seeds to grow and to actually build a plant, right? So when you plant something, when you plant a seed, you're not going to sit next to the seed and be like, be quicker. You're just going to water it, you're going to give it sunlight, and you're going to give it time. And that is exactly the same thing that you have to do with every single aspect of your life that you're impatient with. Because if you don't give it that time, you are just sending the signal that you're desperate. And when you're desperate, you are not going to get the best results. You're just going to get the quickest results. And they are never going to be the most ideal ones. They're not going to be the best ones in everybody's best interest. They're just going to be results. And what you do with them is your own fault or is your own doing. Because like, you wanted something quick. You didn't want to wait for the good things. So there you go. Be happy or not with it. But this is the result. You wanted it right now. Here you go. On a lighter note, as soon as I finish my tarot course, I'm probably going to lay a tarot card every single episode that I do to be like, this is the card of the week, and just see, let's see what it's going to give us, because the universe talks to us in synchronicities and symbolism, and I'm all here for that. I'm all here to listen, I'm all here to surrender, and I'm here to experience this or something better. Just remember that if you feel, once again, if you feel that you're going through something and you don't know how to help yourself, look into chakra healing and look into surrendering and patience. Those are basically the only things that are going to help you, because if you keep trying to look for solutions out there, they're just going to be band-aids on cut open wounds. They're not going to be like the sewing kit that is going to sew your wound. So introspection and looking for your deeper knowledge within is going to be the solution to whatever is going on. As your trauma lies within, so do the answers. Alright guys, if you love the pod at least half as much as I do, then please rate it 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, share it with your friends, share it with your mom, watch the content on TikTok and on Instagram, and just let me know what you think about the new information that I'm going to give you about the tarot. Let me know if you're going to be interested in that. And once again, use this retrograde energy to learn something new, to build a foundation for yourself, and just to evolve in who you are as a person. I'm sure that by the end of this episode, you got the gist. Bye!